Phil will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
Housing issues came up regularly this week. A decision is imminent on the proposal to put 550 homes on the former Pinebank site, which has been vacant for almost 20 years. A new podcast series has been produced to capture the story of Anglia Square. There have been more angry scenes at the Norwich City Hall as the renters' campaign group feel disrespected by the City Council leadership. People living in the Elm Hill area fear music venues could ruin the neighbourhood, while residents in Postwick are fighting with a landlord over sewage in their gardens. Francis will start with a Pinebank's news story.
Controversial plans for 550 new homes on and around the former Pinebank site in Thorpe St Andrew will come before councillors. Officers at Broadland District Council are recommending that developers Berliet Limited be given permission for most of the homes, but say 70 should be rejected because of the impact on neighbours. The application for the site, off Yarmouth Road, splits it into four areas, with 260 homes proposed for Pinebanks, 90 for Langley North, 70 for Langley South, and 130 at Griffin Lane. Plans for the site, formerly the Sports and Social Club for Norwich Union Workers, have been in the pipeline for years, but they have met stiff opposition from families who live in the area, who say roads and infrastructure cannot cope with such a huge increase in population.
A new podcast is capturing the story of Anglia Square in Norwich as demolition work begins on the site. Anglia Square, The Little City, is a four-part documentary series exploring the past, present and future of the 1960s development, which is now undergoing major regeneration. The podcast was created by Norwich writer Sarah Herman, who spoke to artists, residents, historians, architects and representatives from Norwich City Council. The series examines the site's history, its cultural impact, including the effects of its closure on the local arts scene and what the future may hold for Anglia Square. Ms. Herman said, "I set out to capture a moment in time, a slice of history as it was happening."
City Hall leaders have been accused of hostile behaviour and disrespect in the latest twist amid an ongoing feud with housing activists. Acorn has issued an extraordinary series of accusations against Norwich Labour's most senior councillors, including leader Mike Stonard and cabinet members Beth Jones and Carly Harper. The formal complaint to Norwich City Council accuses the trio of being visibly hostile and smirking at Acorn's members when they have attempted to speak at recent meetings. The group, which campaigns on behalf of renters, has also claimed that Labour's accusations that its members have embarked on a campaign of bullying and harassment against its own councillors are false. In a statement, a spokesman for Acorn said, "Their smearing, sneering and disrespect of constituents bring the City Council into disrepute, and we're alleging that they've broken their own code of conduct in the process. The incident is the latest flashpoint between two groups following months of tension that has led to council meetings being disrupted."
It is one of the most picturesque neighbourhoods in the city, known for its charming cobbled lanes and Tudor architecture that has featured in big-budget blockbusters. But while the medieval charm of the Elm Hill area lures Hollywood directors, there are fears it could soon attract a different sort of drama. People living in the area say Norwich's burgeoning nightlife is increasingly encroaching on this relatively quiet corner of the city, which also includes the 1,000-year-old Princes Street. In the past year, plans have been approved for two former churches to be transformed into trendy live music venues. This includes a piano and jazz bar at the St Michael Please Church in Redwell Street. But it is a proposal to turn the United Reformed Church, URC, in Princes Street into a live music venue that has sparked the fiercest debate over the future of the conservation area. Named Alma, the URC will be turned into a 300-capacity venue, which hopes to become a major cultural destination, rivaling Norwich Arts Centre. Its bid to gain an alcohol licence has reignited backlash from its neighbours in the mostly residential area, who highlighted their fears at a licensing committee meeting at City Hall. The venue is owned by businesswoman Letitia Sorais, and the team behind its management includes Levi Del Belgeon. Speaking as Ms. Sorais' representative, he has sought to assuage residents' fears. He said the venue will offer a programme of wellness events, art exhibits and live music performance by a wide range of artists.
New build tenants say their lives are a living hell. People in Turner Crescent in Postwick are constantly nauseated by the stench of sewage as human waste is left to spill into their communal garden and car park. Despite contacting their landlord, Legal & General, along with Environmental Health and Allison Holmes, which built the flats, no action has been taken to fix the issue. The tenants say they have been pushed from pillar to post over their concerns. Tyler Mitchell, 27, who lives at 102, said, "It is a constant nightmare. The smell is worse than anything. It engulfs my flat. As soon as you come out here, it hits your throat and makes you feel sick." A spokeswoman from Allison Holmes said, "We sincerely apologise to residents of Turner Crescent and thank them for their patience while we investigate. We are working to fix the issue as a top priority and have arranged for the necessary repair works to be carried out."